5. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow. Guys, got lots of stuff to talk about again, as usual. This time we get 2 hours today, so that's a good thing. Can't complain much about that. About a culmination of what we've been talking about over the week. We'll play videos, audio. Well, audio to you. You get the point. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly on this beautiful Saturday. I'm Bradley Dean, and to the right of us, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, hey, Chase, really quick, I got this camera going live for people. We're live streaming right now. How do people get hooked up on that live stream? Just curious.
Well, if you become a son or daughter of Liberty by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com, clicking on the store page, and becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, monthly sponsorship. You get the video stream 6 days a week whenever we do live radio in studio.
So they can see the antics that are going on.
You get to watch it. It makes it that much more powerful.
It really does. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, if you go over to Facebook, it is Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go over to Bradley Dean, double E, two different websites, one fan page, one personal, Bradley Dean, Bradley, L-E-E, Bradley Dean.
You know what I can say this?
What?
I thought about it a couple times.
Quick.
They'll tell the difference because there's two different pictures. Same spelling, two different pictures.
Yeah, that's
fan
right.
Fan page, regular.
That's right. Interestingly enough, I just posted on Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness. Friends, this one is chief. I don't want to take you away from the radio program right now, but when you get a minute, I've seen the most naive individual I've ever seen. I think
oh,
the video is 45 seconds long, and I'll give you a hint. He just about did it.
Just about.
I've never seen anybody this naive. Let me say it this way, friends, just so you can understand. I have never seen anybody this stupid
Maybe we should
before
highlight
in my
it at
life
the end of the
shooting
show.
A gun. And then I can't tell you anymore.
Yes.
You got to check it out. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio. Friends, I also posted it on Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, two different websites again. One fan page, one personal page. Phone lines will be accessible after you know my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also want to give a shout out to West Bend, Wisconsin. WBKV AM. We'll begin airing Sons of Liberty today, as a matter of fact, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Welcome aboard. We appreciate your trust. Also, who just picked us up this last week is WLFJ, AMNFM, and that is in Greensville, South Carolina.
Sounds like you're learning the alphabet over there. WKYZ
yes.
out of so-and-so.
Correct. So, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can be. Just saying, just so you know, 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We'll be on tour again across the United States coming up next month. If you'd like to book us as well, friends, do call us and give us a heads up. We're a couple months ahead of the game, so if you'd like to get us in June, July, August, now is the time to book us. We're always 3 months ahead of the game. Right, Chase?
Yes, sir.
Always
and
three,
always,
you
know, and
always
when
three
you
months
say,
ahead of the game.
When you say June, July, and August, those are great times to have events because lots of times
yes.
people have summer gatherings.
People want to get out.
They want to get out. They want to
watch
do something.
Watch me sweat. Hey, watch, literally watch Bradley Dean sweat it out. It really, but it's,
that's
it's
a great headline.
I'm sweating it out for love, right?
Yeah, well, you're in the sun, sweating it out too, right?
Yes. Summertime. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds. George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said, "Deeds, not words." And to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We want the mind of Christ and we want the heart of God here at the Sons of Liberty, and we all know that you do too. So before we continue with the show, I want to highlight real quick for the last time and last chance and opportunity of this week to get our product of the week, which is the My War Message CD.
Now, for those new listeners, I also want you to understand that if you're listening to Stephanie right now and saying, man, she's a little cheesy, that's right. Just bring the crackers whenever Stephanie talks, okay? She'll bring the cheese.
That's exactly right. All the Daughters of Liberty right out there have their smile on their faces, so we got to make sure that we reach out to the Daughters of Liberty as well. But I want to highlight, we have our My War Message CD, which is the testimony of Bradley Dean, the founder of the Sons of Liberty. And now, basically, the Lord has taken Bradley through a 15-year course called the School of Hard Knocks. Lots of times people ask you, so what's your credentials, or where did you go
to school?
Same
ones that the apostles
had. Exactly. Peter, yeah. James, and John. What school did they go to? Jesus. You know. But anyway, it's the School of Hard Knocks. But what I like about it, it's his message, life story, testimony, mixed together. This is a story, testimony.
You can say that again there,
like,
Skippy.
Yeah, it goes like together like that.
I'll just call you Skippy on my radio.
But what I like about it is lots of people commute to work. They go to and fro. People are driving around the car all the time. You can't pick up a book and read in the car, but you can pop in a CD and listen to this awesome, life-changing story that I know will inspire you. So, again, if you are a son or daughter of Liberty, you can claim your 25% off the product of the week every week. If you'd like to order the My War CD, you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also, we are highlighting, if you want to become a son or daughter of Liberty this month, and this month only, we've got, a few days left, we will send you a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So make sure you take a look at that. Always some good things happening here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about statistics today and about young people and youth and knowing your history and the Ten Commandments and so on.
And the adults and the politicians.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot. We've got a lot to...
Why is America where it's at today?
That's a good way to put it in a nutshell. But before we do, I want to highlight this really good quote that I saw today. America is a statistic-crazy society 100% of the time. If something big happens, the country is surveyed, and we're all fed the statistics. 48% think it's right, and 52% think it's wrong. However, if the majority believing in something makes it right, then the murderers of Jesus were right when they got the majority after Pilate took a vote.
Yeah, don't you love
that?
When something goes wrong, everybody looks at the leader like, what happened?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, well, you know, I could understand if one person was angry about it, or five, or, you know, but just, Bradley, there's just too many people that have concerns with your ministry. I know, who are the people that have concerns with my ministry?
And what are their lifestyles
like? You call
like?
Them the left. And if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. So in other words, you're in agreement with the ones that you claim are destroying your country. You call them your enemies. But when someone stands up against them to defend who we are, one nation under God and our constitutional republic, you side with your enemy because you don't quite know. You just don't want to be uncovered.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So let's kill him. And isn't that why they killed Jesus?
Exactly.
The thousands that were there watching the crucifixion. Well, Jesus must have did something wrong. No,
that's
he was
right.
accounted among the transgressors because the Pharisees and the Herodians didn't want to lose their place or their position, friends. They were envious of Jesus. Don't ever forget that, just like David.
It's such a great quote and a great point by Ray Comfort. God alone says what's right and what is wrong.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We've got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to take you out in the streets in just a couple minutes, but Stephanie's first got this last point she needs.
I got the last point. Just to close up what we were saying before the break, to go along as far as the statistics go, God
is
alone.
Is that a hard word for you to say, statistics?
Statistics. It is a little, it's a little catchy. But God alone says what is right and what is wrong, and only when we side with Him are we on the right side.
That's right.
Even if we are in the minority. That is such a great point. I love it.
You know, it's interesting when you hear people say, well, you know, well, what makes you right? Well, what makes you right?
Right.
Well, what makes you, the Creator.
The Bible.
Yeah, you know, can you imagine your kids there saying, well, Dad, Mom, what makes you right? Well, right. We're the ones in charge right now, right?
That's right. And we conform ourselves to the Word of God.
And the standard.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Okay, so anyways, got lots to cover. Were you done?
I was going to say,
I want to hear it.
It's a pretty long quote, but it's so good. Listen to this from John Jay. He said this. But if there be any among us...
Supreme Court justice back during the revolutionary days.
That's right. But if there be any among us dead to all sense of honor and love of their country, if deaf to all the calls of liberty, virtue, and religion, if forgetful of the magnanimity of their ancestors and the happiness of their children, if neither the examples nor the successes of other nations, the dictates of reason and of nature, or the great duties they owe to their God, themselves, and their posterity have any effect upon them, if neither the injuries they have received, the prize they are contending for, the future blessings or curses of their children, the applause or the reproach of all mankind, the approbation or displeasure of the great judge, or the happiness or misery consequent upon their conduct in this and a future state can move them, then let them be assured that they deserve to be slaves and are entitled to nothing but anguish and tribulation.
Wasn't it Harriet Tubman, the great liberator?
Yes.
Who was a slave herself. She died at 90-some years old, as a matter of fact. She's the one that used to go out and free and liberate slaves. And she said, at one point, she said, I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves.
That's exactly
Friends,
right.
What our forefathers are warning us of is not to become slaves. And that's exactly what the American people are allowing today. Through their stupidity, because they're allowing themselves to be stupefied and to be entertained out of their freedoms. And entertain means to stop from entering in. So, well, let me say it this way. Caesar said, if I can give people a piece of bread and a show, he said, I can do whatever I want with them.
So be careful of being entertained out of your freedoms. Our forefathers warned us. Library of Congress, when you go there, as a matter of fact, it's inscripted on the side of the walls. What is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. You must fight for it continuously. It's the good fight of faith, church.
And you know what's interesting about that John Jay quote? That's from the resolutions of New York Convention approving the Declaration of Independence on July 9, 1776. So it also goes along with the Declaration of Independence. He's reaffirming this is what we believe. That's awesome.
Of course. So over the last 14 years, in the course of doing more than 350 high schools, presentations, and assemblies, lyceums, and the such across the country in 24 states, my ministry team and I have, without fail, fought on the behalf of a generation that is being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I'm speaking of your kids. Now, keep in mind, friends, once again, that 86% of those that complain about the current criminal administration that have realized that the federal government has no business violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. In other words, they have no business in the scheme, the educational schemes going on in your country today. They're the ones, the Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are actually dropping their students, their kids, their children, our posterity, off at the school gate to be indoctrinated. And just a first-hand note, I mean, we did a high school assembly program in Pensacola, Florida at one point, and I remember all these churches were on this particular school, and they were being taught that they were, you know, they evolution. They came from monkeys, right. And then the older generation's trying to figure out why they act like monkeys. Well, who's dropping them off in the cage to be indoctrinated that they are monkeys or they've come from monkeys? And by the way, that was against the law all the way up until 1968 in this country. But in saying that, to say this, the students in those public schools are trying to figure out why we have five churches around our school. We go to school 5 days a week. We're indoctrinated for 8 hours a day. We go to church maybe once or twice a week. Well, they're trying to figure out where the love is from their pastors and their parents.
That's exactly right.
How does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have? We see firsthand the effects of what the federal government has and is doing on a daily basis through the illegalities of an educational scheme it brings forth. So it's an attempt, friends, we're just at the beginning of this, an attempt to implement a game changer, as they call it, on a defenseless population known as your students behind the backs of the American people. Again, read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. For example, No Child Left Behind, which should rightly be called No Child Left Unindoctrinated, which Bush pushed, by the way, is nothing more than equalizing the playing field where all students become equal. Communism, friends. And it's a program, No Child Left Unindoctrinated, is that shoots for the floor and not for the stars. Let's go over to International Baccalaureate. There's about 1,500 schools in the United States right now that actually teach International Baccalaureate. It's an educational scheme contrived and developed in Sweden in 1968. So we can see it's un-American. By the way, it's a UN global initiative. And this is exactly what this government, this federal government right now under Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, is trying to implement behind the backs of the parents in public schools. It's more of an aggressive version, which is called Common Core. I'll talk to you about that in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to give you a highlight of some of the curriculum topics that are taught in public schools through International Baccalaureate. Earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. This is what they're attempting to teach kids in public schools today, friends. Again, it's just the beginning. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception and reproductive health, legal abortions, legalized murder. By the way, friends, I want to let you know, too, on a positive note, that across the country right now, it was just national news yesterday, Planned Parenthood is being shut down like crazy. Why? Because the younger generations are saying, with T-shirts on that say, you are not killing off my generation. Over the last 40 and 45 years in this country, that generation is responsible for over 57 million babies murdered in the womb. This new generation coming up is saying, no, you're not going to do it. They're shutting down the abortion murder clinics across the country in an unprecedented number, friends. So praise God for that. We go on. Debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the homosexual rights agenda, friends, all that the state-run media is pushing and promulgating.
Yep.
That's exactly what they're trying to teach the new generation. The elimination of the right to bear arms is a topic in the curriculum concerning the International Baccalaureate. Elimination of the right to bear arms. All violations, friends, of our God-given rights that God gave unto us through common law. Read the Declaration of Independence. And there's one more topic in International Baccalaureate. setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. But you know what? There was one little girl in this particular class that I went to. She had enough common sense to actually, well, discern the situation and call a spade for a spade.
Well, let's listen to her story. One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom. The teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked a little boy a question. Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky. Okay. So he returned a few minutes later and said, yes, I saw the sky. The teacher said, did you see God? Tommy said, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. Well, then a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions as well. The teacher agreed and the little girl asked the boy, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. Little girl said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes, getting tired of answering the same questions. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the sky? Yes, Tommy said. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the teacher? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. The little girl said, well, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed, John 20:29. That's one of my favorite stories.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, it's awesome. It is.
Again, keep in mind, friends, this was illegal in this country to teach all the way up until 1968. And for all you Eisenhower fans, President Eisenhower was actually the one to bring forth the implementation of evolution into public schools back in the 50s. Crazy stuff. Got a little money, got a little extra money, so they wanted to dummy down the kids, and that's exactly what they did. The American people stood down, and then what fell in line soon thereafter? The Supreme Court, where they said, we don't want prayer in public schools. We don't want to have to teach Bible courses in public schools anymore. Let's take down the Ten Commandments. Well, look at the fruit of that, friends. How did that work? The same way that I would suggest to any reasonable people across the country, what would you think of me if I said, let's take down all the stop signs? All the speed limit signs. What would you say to me? You'd say, Bradley, that's anarchy.
You're crazy.
And now we have the church in America preaching a lawless gospel. In other words, they don't show people their need for a savior because they don't need to be saved. It's just like saying this, until you show a man his sickness, he has no need to go to a doctor, right? But when you preach the law of God, Romans 3:24, by the law is the knowledge of sin, guess what it does? It drives you to the foot of the cross, where you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who is the healer. That's how it works. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about what else they're trying to teach in public schools, and then I'm going to bring you out on the streets to take the Ten Commandments challenge.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, folks, check this out. I'll get back to highlighting what they're teaching in public schools. I'm going to go over to the Muslim indoctrination. And the only reason they're getting away with No Child Left Behind, the only reason that they're getting away with International Baccalaureate, Muslim indoctrination, as I said, and Common Core is for this very reason. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Remember what I said during the first segment? Entertain them to death. Keep America entertained and steal away their freedoms through entertainment. I'm going to take you out to the streets real quick, and I want you to, well, we're going to give them the Ten Commandments test, and I want to show you, and I want you to hear as to what their minds are occupied with.
Thou shalt not... Thou shalt not.
60% of Americans can't name five of the Ten Commandments, yet they profess Christianity. Doesn't line up with Scripture, my friends.
It's the Ten Commandments challenge.
So what do Americans know? Here you have it. Let her roll.
Do they know the Beatles?
Ringo Starr, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison.
Oh, good for
John
you.
John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison.
The Big Mac.
All meat, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Two beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Oh, good for you. Now let's go to the Ten Commandments again, showing you priorities, friends. So do church-going youth know the Ten Commandments?
Thou shalt not shoplift.
Be nice to your parents.
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
I don't know anything.
Obey your mom.
Something about being jealous.
God's number one overall.
What God? What's this God's name?
Don't commit adultery.
That's all I got. I should know, but I don't.
So what about church-going adults?
Don't cheat.
What's the problem with the kids?
Thou shalt not covet any other god besides mine.
Don't murder.
Thou shalt not kill.
Gosh, it's been so long. I can't think of the others.
Oh, man, you're making me look bad here.
No, I don't think anybody's making him look bad. I think he's doing a good enough job on his own.
All by himself.
So why is No Child Left unindoctrinated being thrown on the kids? Why are the professed Christians, the 78th percentile in America, sending their kids to be dropped off? Folks, they don't know. You know, Jesus said this, friends. He said, "He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." And yet, how many times I go across this country, Christian schools, if I do them, I've done a couple of those, majority of them in public schools. I've done churches, tea parties. Everybody thinks they're Christians. And then I say, well, name three of the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
They can't name That's three right. of the Ten Commandments. "He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked."
That's right.
Well, what is that? Bradley, that's the Bible, friends. That's what the Word says. And Jesus said, if you're going to be my disciple, then you must know concerning my doctrine.
That's right. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How do you know if you love him? Well, you don't. If you don't keep his commandments, and how can you keep his commandments if you don't know what they are? When you're watching this video, you guys can only hear it right now, but when you're watching the video, you're looking at these adults like, don't murder.
They think it's funny.
They think it's funny. And then the older guys are saying, oh, it's been so long, I can't remember. And then we wonder, like you said, why the kids are so stupefied because they haven't been taught from the older generation.
And it's the older generation that's been entertained out of their freedoms because, by the way, this was this poll here was taken in a church.
That's right.
So after church, they were asked a question and they didn't know them.
The church
boys don't even know. Why would you be so stupefied to believe that you're actually going to heaven and you don't even know Christ?
And you should see the look on their
faces.
Who
didn't come to abrogate the law. He came to magnify the law.
And fulfill it.
Hello.
And then when you're looking at the faces of these older people who are listing off the Big Mac, they did it like it was their birthday or something. They were so proud that they remembered.
What do you think, it's your birthday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they were so proud that they remembered what was on a Big Mac when they should be ashamed that they have no idea what the commandments
are.
And they're listing off the Beatles.
It shows you where their priorities are. Now,
That's
Fred,
exactly
what would
right.
you think of me if I took you to, what would you do, and what would you think of me if I took you to Arlington Cemetery, and while you were there, all of a sudden you've seen these boys and these girls coming back in coffins because they fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that, again, most people don't even know. But what would you think of me if all of a sudden they came back and you all of a sudden started seeing people disrespect the price paid on the behalf of the freedoms in which we now have? You'd probably be indignant. But if I was to walk up to you and say, well, what are you mad about? Well, I don't like the fact that they're showing them disrespect. Well, how much disrespect are you showing? Do you know what they died for? Do you know the Constitution of the United States of America? Have you read the Declaration of Independence? Have you read the Federalist Papers? Have you read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? Have you read them? Because if not, then what's the difference? Well, I just didn't like the way they said it. Oh, really? No, friends, we all live for what they died for, right? Both in the natural
That's
and in
right.
the spiritual. And most people don't even know it. And they think it's funny while they fraternize with the destroyers of their own country. Let me go on here. Let's go over to what else is being taught in public schools, Muslim indoctrination. Friends, they're beginning to attempt to implement Muslim indoctrination in public schools, namely in California and in Texas. The things that they're teaching students in America, learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, you know, the indoctrination, friends, that teaches the Muslims to kill the infidel, that would be you, my friends, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name. Yes, this is what they're teaching in public schools. Why? People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You just heard the education that these people have, friends, which is little to none. I go on. The Muslim indoctrination. Stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. This is what they are teaching students in public schools in America. Well, you ask, where's the ACLU? Where are those communist organizations right now? Why are they not standing up against them? Because they have been deceived, too, to believe that they all believe the same thing when, in fact, it doesn't. It just means that they're setting themselves up for the fall, friends. That's all it means. What else are they teaching in public schools, and why? Well, it's these older people that are sending their kids into public schools. Common Core is a one-size-fits-all federal redesign of the entire U.S. education system and is developed entirely by a select few individuals. This grand redesign is being aggressively marketed by, listen carefully, friends, federal bureaucrats, private trade associations, global corporations, state governors, 45 in fact, billionaire philanthropists and politicians in all political parties. Here's the kicker. No parent, teacher, or citizen approval for Common Core. They don't have to ask them for their approval because they're out at the football game.
That's right.
Or at the baseball game, or at the hockey game, or at the basketball game.
What's the shocker here? If you look at the young people, they're not being poured into. They're not being taught that which is right. They don't even know the Ten Commandments, which is the basic basis of any Christian. You know, when you're a Christian, you should know the Ten Commandments are simple, basic, fundamental things, just like...
If you're going to be a citizen of this country, you should know your founding documents.
Exactly. We wonder why, you know, our youth are killing people nowadays and why they're running rampant and there's all these, you know, sexually transmitted diseases and why people are, you know, all going down this cliff.
And why Hollywood is teaching them how to commit the crime, and then you have politicians right there to begin to incriminate them and to disarm them. It's interesting, friends. Prevention is better than cure, not the other way around. Folks, I want to say this too. We're not talking about a third world country here, friends. We're now talking about the United States of America. And I shared this just this last week, that those that think that third world countries are the ones under attack, no, keep in mind, friends, you bring a foreigner here, they will tell you what the issues are. In fact, just this week, I had a caller call from Canada. Answer the question. I'm going to propose this question in just a couple minutes to you. But what was the 4th of July all about? I had a foreigner call me in and tell me exactly what it was about and when it was ratified. I didn't get one person within the United States or the borders of the United States of America to give me the answer, but I had a foreigner tell us. And then he said this. He said, you don't know what your forefathers gave you. Mm-hmm. You better hold on to it.
That's right.
And most people in this country don't even care. Friends, the old song back in the 80s, because I used to be a rocker dude, is you don't know what you got until it's gone. I want to tell you what you're up against, just to show you the spirituality of the war that you are in, like it or not. These people that promote these indoctrinational, educational schemes, as they call them, are simply, let me say it this way, just so you get it, they're at war with God.
Right.
That's it. They're just at war with God. And they don't realize they're digging a hole that they're soon to be pushing all of them. No one is exempt from this. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, friends. Read your history. It doesn't work. And why would you set yourself at war with your Creator in the first place, knowing that it was the Father that sent the Son to die on Calvary for me and you, our sins, and it was the blood of Jesus Christ that was the propitiation, the coverment, the atonement that was made through that blood? Why would we set ourselves at war with Him?
Right.
How could we set ourselves at war with Him? Because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't realize what God did on their behalf because they haven't taken the time to read the Bible for themselves. And for you new listeners, I'm in hotels all the time. And my little 10-year-old boy and my little 8-year-old boy are the first ones to come up to me when I walk into a hotel room. And you know the first thing they do? They go over and pull the drawer open and they pull out a brand new Bible that has never been read.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How much time do I got before the break, Jason?
You know, I want to add on one verse to that. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for ye are bought with a price. We're talking about the price in the natural and the price in the spiritual.
Yes.
If you don't know the price that was paid for your life and for your sins, you're never going to understand it.
And in the natural, the freedoms.
That's right.
Exactly right, friends. Folks, we have those that are at war with God teaching your kids. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you it right out of this criminal's mouth as to prove my point. I'll let him say it. I don't need to say it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking, and for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint, and it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Oh! All righty. Talking about what's going on in public schools, we went to the older generation, then we went to the younger generation, and we asked them natural questions, and we showed you where their priorities were, and then we went and asked them and put them to the Ten Commandments question, and they couldn't name them to save their lives. And so in saying that, then I began to bring forth the question to Lady Your Candor, my friends, as to why are they teaching what they're teaching through No Child Left Behind, which should rightly again be called No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Then we went over to International Baccalaureate. And then after we went to International Baccalaureate, I brought forth they're actually even trying to implement the Muslim indoctrination. Friends, there is no terror. Friends, when you're talking about terror, there's a whole different issue. But remember what James Madison rightly said. Terrorism only works, my friends, for governments for the most part. And what I'm saying is, look at they're trying to bring about a global community through what? Chaos. And who said that? It was George Bush Sr. who said it over 212 times. Out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Right. And when you begin to talk to other nations, they're seeing this Muslim Brotherhood being used as a political battering ram only to implement. Because when you look at terrorism, friends, terrorism always works for who?
That's
does it
right.
work for the people? Nope. It always works for governments.
What?
And it gives them control because you have government asking you to give up your rights. And if we really had an issue back in September 11th and it was a foreign enemy, then why was it your government asking you to give up your rights? I think it's very telling. That's another issue. But they're teaching the Muslim indoctrination in public schools. And then we went to Common Core. And friends, what it comes down to is there's nothing new under the sun, because what you're dealing with are people that are at war with God. And let me give you this quote, and this is one individual. Let me first give you a positive, a foundational quote to lay a premise on. This was Benjamin Rush. He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said this: the only foundation for a useful education in a republic, because you are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, is to be laid in religion under the umbrella of the Christian religion. Without this, there can be no virtue. And without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all Republican governments. Now keep in mind, liberty comes from who? Christ. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, not bondage. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, goes on. He said, we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. We profess to be Republicans, and yet we neglect the only means of establishing or and perpetuating our Republican form of governments, that is, the universal education of our youth.
That's right.
In the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. For this divine book, above all others, favors that equality under law, friends, not without law, among mankind, that respect for just laws.
Now, I'm going to add to that. When you're talking
I'm going to contradict this in 1 minute to show you those right. that are at war with God and the criminals that are behind these educational schemes. And this individual just happens to be John Dumphy, but go for it.
Right. We're saying that, you know, when the quote was talking about Benjamin Rush saying that we need to educate our children with the Bible and so on and so forth, those are the men that established our country. Those were our founding forefathers. Now, if you fast forward to today's time.
Those are the ones that threw off tyranny,
exactly.
too, by the way.
You fast forward to today's time, we wonder why our kids are so dummied down and they don't know anything having to do with religion, let alone their facts or history, which we'll find out here in a few minutes. But in a study finding politics and professional advancement among college faculty, we find that nearly three-quarters, 72% of faculty members describe themselves as politically liberal. According to 1999 data from the North American Academic Studies Survey, up 39% in 1984 in a different survey done. Now, about 25% of college professors are professing atheists or agnostics.
Which was unheard of in 1793, said Benjamin Franklin.
That's exactly right. And now, if you consider this, that only 5 to 7% of the general population is atheist or agnostic, so that is a huge amount that small percent, a majority of those people are teaching our young people
in
colleges.
That's a Solomonsky tactic. This is a tactic that communists use, friends. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them when, in fact, there isn't. And what they're doing is using the state-run media to blow these issues up to be a lot bigger than what they really are. I mean, you have these atheists, these God-haters, friends, that are actually warring against our veterans. They want to remove the crosses over the top of their heads. Well, I suggest that we just send them over to communist nations and let them enjoy their bondage
exactly.
over there,
but the point
rather
to,
than their liberty here.
And what they have is they have this small minority put in key places and positions that are teaching the masses yeah. of young people that are going through the university.
It's the parents dropping the kids off at the school gates.
It's exactly right. Now, only 6% of these college professors said the Bible is the actual word of God. 0.51% describe
which doesn't make it here nor there. It
doesn't matter what they think, but the point is these are the kind of people with this mindset that are yeah. teaching our children. That's the important part. Now, only 0.51% describe it as an ancient book of fables, legends, history, and moral precepts. 75%, now listen, 75% of America's college and university professors, where our children are going through for the most part, believe that religion does not belong in public schools. Now, I'm going to contrast
Christianity.
That.
They're exactly. okay with everything but Christianity.
Exactly.
Let's call it for what it
That's
is.
That's right. Now, I'm going to contrast that with that Benjamin Rush quote that you just said. Noah Webster, he said, in my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free
right.
people.
By the way, atheists don't have a right to try to take down the crosses above the heads of our fallen soldiers, friends. They haven't been given that right. When you read the preambles of all of our state constitutions, what does it start out with? And it starts out with acknowledging God Almighty in one way or another, friends. So God didn't give the atheist a right to try to eradicate his existence.
That's right.
It just doesn't work that way. Let's go over to John Dumphy. He said this. These are the criminals that are at war with you, America. This guy's name is John Dumphy. He, in his article, A Religion for a New Age, said this. Now listen carefully. The Bible is not merely another book. They acknowledge it, friends. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. To who? To criminals, I add. I'm convinced, said John Dumphy, that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. These teachers must embody the same role as the dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers. That would be me. For they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom and the classroom must and will become an area of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity. There goes the attack again, friends. Just like this administration, he wants to fundamentally transform America by how attacking God and his heritage, namely the people in this country.
And the young people.
The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, the resplendent in its promises of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. How sick in the mind are these people? So, friends, how far are they willing to go? I want to tell you, as far as you let them go. So, America, we're either going to make this our greatest opportunity in proving our God by putting a stop to these criminals concerning your kids, my friend. Or she will, America, will be remembered as the greatest disgrace known in history who did not stand on the behalf of her young. So I simply say this, there is no in-between, my friends. Now is our time. And let me say this, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You need to know your history. We're going to take a quick break over the hour. And when we get on the other side of this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some audio for you of some students in a lunchroom. And they're just basic questions that are being asked. And then what I'm going to do over the next 15-minute segment is I'm going to go out on the streets and I'm going to actually ask the adults, what happened on the 4th of July? Who is it that we separated ourselves from during the Revolutionary War? They couldn't even tell you the name of the folks. It's just that bad. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, I want to bring you to the audio, and hopefully it will enrage you. It will cause you to be jealous over the freedoms that have been fought, bled, and died for you, and in the natural and in the spiritual. And I hope that's what I'm provoking, friends.
Right.
I hope I provoke you to actually open those books. It takes you about an hour and a half to read your founding documents, and it's interesting stuff. It's simple stuff. It's not complicated stuff the way politicians, not statesmen or stateswomen, make them. And hopefully at the end of next hour, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you also the other side of the spectrum, and I'm going to bring you to the arena of the politicians and their criminal records, friends, just to show you as how God is trying to wake up this nation through the sonsoflibertyradio.com, because I think it's so going to appall you that you're going to say, you have got to be kidding me.
Right, exactly.
That's my purpose. Mm-hmm. Wake up the dead church. God is in authority, friends, and he is in charge. And if you want to know where we're at in this country right now, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because you will prophetically see exactly where we are at by God, by exactly what God has warned us not to do, and we've done it, and this is where we're at, and we're falling into the pit that we ourselves have allowed, and I am not, by the way.
I think we should also talk about some statistics that are very scary about how children growing up in evangelical homes, when they leave home, what happens to
them?
Well,
wisdom is justified by your children, right? Folks, be right back after this break. Over the top of the hour, stay with us, 1-866-233-0747.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.